Angeles and three districts represented, so we'll start and we'll leave a gap in case John ZL2 HD comes in a bit later. Okay, the first item on the agenda is 5R2. Are there any apologies apart from Max ZL2MAX, ZL2KH listening? Okay, is there anyone not happy with confirming those apologies? Could you please speak now if you don't want them confirmed? Over. Thank you. My lovely lady has just brought down a message to say that 2HD is listening, but can't get through. So maybe if there's anything you need to pass on, could you give Fred a phone call, John, or something like that? And Fred can tell us what's happening. Okay. Is there anyone wishing to vote against accepting the apologies? ZL2KH listening? The apologies are confirmed. Okay, the minutes of the September meeting held by email need confirming. Is there a mover for that, please? Is there anyone wanting to move that we confirm the minutes of the September 2010 meeting, please?
Whichever one you deal, mate.
Thank you, Tony. Do we have a seconder? Thank you, Phil. Move one UD, seconded ZL1TK, that we confirm the minutes of September 2010. All those wishing to vote against that, please speak now. The minutes are confirmed. Are there any more additional agenda items other than those I've listed on the updated agenda I sent out? I'm listening. Okay, we'll now move on to 5R4A, ZL1UD, ZL2KH.
Yeah, ZL1UD, yeah, I'd like to move the motion that Debbie ZL2TDM retains the position of NZARGARS number 1 and council appoints Warren Harris ZL2AJ as NZARTARS number 2. There is a covering letter with the council papers from Warren, and I also have a second motion for when that's required.
Thank you, Tony. A seconder for that motion, please.
ZL2MS.
Thank you, Topsy. It's been moved and seconded. It's now open for discussion. ZL2KH listening.
Heard nothing, so I'll now put it to the vote.
Anyone wishing to vote against that motion, please speak now. ZL2ANK abstains. Thank you, Fred. Right, now I believe anyone else wishing to vote against that, please speak now. Motion is carried. So, I believe you have something else, Tony. ZL1UD, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH in council, ZL1UD. Sorry about the late arrival of this one, but the second motion is that Fred Johnson, ZL2AMJ, is removed from the position of NZART-ARX number 2. Over.
Thank you, Tony. Do we have a seconder for that motion? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2LS.
Thank you, Topsy. It's been moved and seconded, and it's now open for discussion. ZL2KH. no discussion, so I'll now put the motion. All those wishing to vote against that motion will speak now, please. Over. Nothing, so I declare the motion carried. Okay, we now move on to the action points. Action point 5505, over to you, 01PK.
Yeah, Roger, right. Gathering my... Right, I've had no further input from the councillor. Had the 3 full responses and 1 partial response. The question at this point really is, does the council want me to continue with just those 3 or what? At this point, ZL2K, ZL1PK.
ZL1PK, ZL2KH. Well, I've been giving this some thought, and I think that what we could do at this stage is mark that off as complete, and if any councillor wants to bring up any of the ideas given in those submissions, they can bring them up as a separate item. Does any councillor have any other ideas? ZL2KH listening. ZL1PK, ZL2KH, there was no other suggestion, Phil, so what do you think? We go with that one, over.
Yeah, right, ZL2KH, 1PK.
Yep, I think that's reasonable. I've got these series of suggestions from the 3, or from the 3 to, or 4. Yeah, I think the market's complete, and I think it's probably better that individual councillors bring them forward as action.
ZL2KH, 1PK. ZL1PK, ZL2KH with council, yes, okay, so we'll mark that one as complete, please, Thompson. Now, 08 is with you again, Phil. ZL1PK, ZL2KH.
Roger, Roy. Thank you. Well, I have heard nothing, Matt, in response to a trade that we've sent very recently. My suggestion at the point is that we request that they respond. Well, my suggestion is within a month, let's respond constructively to our concerns that we've expressed. That's my suggestion at the point. Over.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Yes, it would be good to get a response in time for the papers to go out with the next council meeting papers, so the end of October could be an idea. Has anyone else got any ideas on this one? ZL2KH listening.
ZL1TGC.
ZL1TGC, ZL2KH.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. There was some suggestion that we review their branch status if they... continue to refuse to respond. I'm wondering if there's an extra request for them, giving them a further month to respond on the matter of their constitution, whether we should add to that that council, if the satisfactory response is not received within the next 30 days, council advises of their intention to review their branch status or words along those lines. I don't know whether that would be broadly supported, but this has been going on for some time without a satisfactory reply, haven't
it? ZL1DGC, ZL2KH, yes, that's probably a good idea. If you look at action point number 10, we did it there, so we should treat everyone the same. Is there any other comments from council on this matter? Is it our 2KH listening?
Yeah, I'll hear it.
Go ahead, Topsy.
Yeah, I totally agree with Vaughan here. If they haven't got the decency to reply back to council requests, then we should certainly treat them as we've treated the others.
Thank you very much, ZL2LF, ZL2KH. Any other comments, ZL2KH listening? Nothing heard, so ZL1PK, ZL2KH, can you notify the branch accordingly, Phil, and send a copy of the letter around council after you've sent it to them? Over.
Okay, back to you, one,
ZL2KH, 1%. ZL1PK, ZL2KH, thank you very much. So that is ongoing, Topsy. Action point number 10, ZL1PGC, ZL2KH.
Here's ZL2KH and council from ZL1PGC. This one's somewhat hit a brick wall. My last two requests to the branch for an update on where they were at with resolving the situation and whether the president in fact ever intends to attempt the amateur exam. I have not had a response back apart from saying that they would advise me. So sorry, what I will endeavour to do I think is try and attend their next meeting and see if I can't discuss the matter with the individual concerned. So if you give me one more month on this, I'll try and report back on some way forward. Otherwise their bone status remains in abeyance and we close the matter until such time as we hear from them. So if we can take along those lines, that would be appreciated, over.
Yeah, ZL1TGC, ZL2KH, yes. Well, I think you've gone out of your way, and so have others, to make the exam possible, so the ball is actually in their court, and that's fine. We'll mark that as ongoing, please, Topsy, item 10. Okay, thank you very much for your trouble there, Vaughan. Okay, action point number 11, ZL3TNT, ZL2KH.
Yeah, there's nothing further to report on the World Cup rugby situation, Roy, and this will of course be ongoing until such times as it takes place.
Thank you, Anne. So, do you want that left as ongoing, or do you think we can mark it as complete, knowing that you have got it in your capable hands, over?
I think we should mark it as complete, Roy, and I will, as appropriate, keep council apprised of what's happening.
Thank you very much, Anne. That's appreciated. So, Topsy, action point 11 should be marked as complete. Action point number 17, ZL1TGC, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH, council from ZL1TGC, thank you. This is complete in that I have submitted the amendment, been lodged. I've had an acknowledgement back from them of receipt of the material, but when I checked last week, the actual Bushade Society's
website,
if you do a search of our Corporate Society number, the information is not doesn't actually appear there. I was busy with work last week and didn't get enough chance during working hours to chase them up, and I will do so. It's complete in terms of submitting the information, but I would like to see it actually appear. So if someone does a search of our Corporate Society number that the and brings up the relevant information that's there. So I will pursue that just to complete this item,
Yeah, ZL1PGC, ZL2KH. Yeah, sometimes it takes time for them to get things up on the web. I haven't checked, but have you checked to see whether the Constitution on the NZART webpage is completely up to date, Vaughan. Over.
No, that's a good point. That same amendment should be attached there. So I'll do that, and I guess there, Jamie, is the best avenue to update that one, over.
Yeah, thank you, Vaughan. I think that would be best, and then at least we've got it correct in one place. Okay, well, we'll leave that one as ongoing. Okay, now, action points 20 and 21. I'm not sure whether we need to discuss those now in view of the motion that was passed at 5-4A. If there's any councillor has comments, then I'll turn KH listening.
Is that L2LS?
Is that L2LS? Go ahead.
Yes, with reference to this, I think at this point, Fred has been dissolved of that position, so therefore he should not touch anything on the NZART website pertaining to the study guide, and regarding to action point 21, all reference to the Wellington VHF group, I suggest needs to be removed from the NZART website. Any reference to examination procedures, and if necessary, I'll move a motion for that.
Thank you, Topsy. Is there any further discussion on that matter before I ask Topsy to move a motion? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2AMJ.
ZL2AMJ, go ahead, Fred.
Yes, Roy, I believe I have the copyright for the study guide, so you do what you like with the rest of everything, but the study guide is my property. It's been my work for 10 years, maintaining it, it's set it up and right, was my idea. There are reasons why it mentions certain things in there for various purposes, and I believe this should not be touched at all. I will remove it at the appropriate time, over.
Yeah, thank you, Fred. Copyright is a very complex matter. Phil has been doing investigations into it with regard to stuff for breaking. Phil, ZL1PK, have you any comment, over?
ZL1PK. The one issue that I think may be relevant is the area of work commission. Once you own the copyright of work ethics commission, my some of the damage was commissioned by various people. That may affect the issue, I think. However,
ZL1PK, ZL2KH. Thank you, Phil. Is there any other comment from any other councillor, ZL2KH, listening?
ZL4QS.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Roy, could you relay what Phil said, please, over?
Yeah, Phil said that it depends on whether the work was commissioned and who it was commissioned by, and whether other people helped Phil. John, that's basically what he said, ZL4QS, ZL2KH.
Yeah, Roger, Roy, thank you for that. My belief is that over the past experience of council, where Fred's been involved, he has done the work for the association, and I think Fred is right out of order.
Thank you. Does any councillor think we need to seek legal advice on this matter? ZL2KH, listening?
ZL2AMJ.
We should, Roy.
Now, there was someone in there behind you, Fred. I'll take them first. To go ahead.
ZL4QS believes we should. Over.
Thank you, John. ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH.
I've had various opinions tonight which are not correct. It wasn't commissioned by NZART at all. It was my idea. I dreamt it up, and the whole thing was driven by me. It was not commissioned. I've not received a cent from anybody, so it hasn't been purchased in any way. So I would be quite happy for the thing to have a legal people looked over it, but look at it, because I've already had it looked at, over.
Thank you, Fred. Any other comments from any councillors? ZL2KH listening. can you contact the partner of the late Jerry who offered to do some help and see if you can get some advice on this one, please? Over.
Yeah, affirmative, Roy. Happy to do that. Yeah, I'll get hold of Alan Stewart and just get his input on this one. I think Fred, in fact, may be correct, but I would still like to... The ultimate outcome of this is that we have an ended ART examination system that we have, and we continue to have a study guide on the ended ART webpage. So, if the outcome is that, and I have no reason to disbelieve, Fred, that the study guide is in fact his intellectual property, I'm quite sure that we have some resources to prepare some alternative option, but I will pursue that with Alan and report back, over.
Thank you, Vaughan. Okay, and can you circulate council by email as soon as you get an answer so that we know what we're doing and we can take action on that. So at this stage, we'll mark 20 as complete and 21 as ongoing. Is everyone happy with that? That old 2KH listening?
Yeah,
I'll turn it
to
AMJ. That old 2LS, that old 2KH.
It's just interesting to ask why Fred has taken 10 years to put claim on the study guide.
Thank you, Thompson. ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH.
I put claim on the study guide 18 years ago. It's not a recent thing at all. It's just that people never ever asked me about it, but I can trace it way well back to the original version that went on the guide. And my name is associated with it all the way through, so I'm surprised there's no sort of 10 years delay at all, over.
Thank you, Fred. Now, the question I asked was that is everyone happy that we mark 20 as complete and 21 as ongoing? Is that old 3KH listening?
ZL2AMJ, I think you've
gone
the wrong way around, Bruce.
Well, 20, okay, so we marked them both as complete, do we? What do we do? Okay, I'll ask everyone in turn. ZL1TGC, ZL2KH.
Thanks, Roy. Personally, in my view, should not be shown as complete in that this, in fact, has not happened. The minute should record that it was either deleted or withdrawn. And 21, we council did agree at our nice face-to-face meeting in Auckland that we were comfortable with the Wellington VHS Group examination system running in parallel with any other system that we might have on the NZART webpage. So 21 is not quite... Sorry, 21 as such is okay. But it is not the exclusive and only examination system, I think it's point I'm trying to make, over.
Yeah, thank you, Vaughan. I think that clears it up. We'll mark them that way. We'll mark 20 as ongoing and 21 as complete. If you go to the web page and click on exams, you do get the fact that the Wellington VHS Group 1 is running there as well. Okay, is there anyone object to those course of action? If Fred was right, I did get it the wrong way around. But now 2KH listening.
2KMJ.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, I'd like to draw attention of council to an email message from Tony ZL1UD of Wednesday the 29th of September at 1:25 p.m.
Now, Tony summed the whole thing up there quite nicely as to where we've got to, and I draw that to Council's attention before they sort of get off this thing entirely. Over.
Okay, thank you. Now, I haven't got access to that at the moment. My computer's turned off because it creates a bit of RS noise, and I haven't got that printed out in front of me. Can someone who has that in front of them read it out, please? Over.
Okay to speak, Roy?
Yes, you've got the
chair.
Over.
Yes, the thing's too long for that, and it's got moulding and various other things in it. I suggest they read it in their own time because it's not suitable for reading out and understanding over the air, I believe, over.
Yeah, thank you, Fred. And just to make sure that we all get the right one, can you forward it on to Council? And Tony, can you forward it on too so that we all get it in case it's been accidentally deleted? Over.
01UD.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I've got a comment later too, but if we could give me that date again, the date, and I'll forward that on to Council. Over.
Yeah, Wednesday the 29th of September at 1:25 p.m. It's printed on the sheet I've got in front of me. Now, I don't know whose computer clock says that, but that's when it is, Wednesday the 29th from
here, over. Roger that. I'll hunt that down and I'll give it out to Council. I'll forward it to Council tonight. I do have one other comment too, Roy, when you're ready for it, over.
Yeah, thank you, Tony, and thank you, Fred. Does any councillor apart from Tony have anything more to say on this matter? Is that our 2KH listening? Okay, is it our 1UD, is it our 2KH?
ZL2KH and Council ZL1UD back. I've just received a text and said, remember the DVDs. We do have a series of DVDs, over.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. I think everyone's aware of those. Excellent, they are too. Okay, I have actually got a set of them in my shack here that belong to the local branch. Right, action point number 22. ZL1PGC, ZL2KH.
Yes, ZL2KH and Council from ZL1PGC. Sorry, can we just go back to clarify the status of 20 and 21 again? I propose that action point 20 either be shown as withdrawn or deleted, as it hasn't in fact happened. 21 is ongoing, I think, is probably appropriate. I think you said 20. Anyway, can you clarify those things before we go on to 22?
Okay, Vaughan, I said 20, which should be ongoing. I'm willing to change that. I think 21 is complete because if you click on exams on the webpage, you do get the option of the Wellington VHS group. I checked on that a couple of days ago. So 20, you feel, should be deleted. ZL1TGC,
ZL2KH. Well, that's my recommendation to Council, that it's actually not going to happen. Showing it as complete is not the correct outcome in my view, over.
Yep, thank you. Okay, does any councillor have an objection to number 20 being deleted? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2AMJ.
Okay, go ahead, Fred.
Yes, the intention was that the study guide on the NZART webpage be replaced. That's been my intention all along. I developed a replacement one, and for various reasons it is easier to cite it somewhere else for a cluster of reasons which I'm not going to go through tonight. To have so that anyone calling, looking at it on the NZART webpage would be referred through to this, and have the full facility available. That was the intention for it. Now, the thing's got mangled on the way through somewhere or another, and I'm not too sure what's happened, but to me, the position regarding both of them is not clear, but I'm sure with the passage of time, it'll sort itself out. Over.
Yeah, thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred. So what is your recommendation regarding action point 20? Ongoing, complete, or delete? Over.
Well, I believe the correct position is to leave the two of them as they are, and Tony's message that I referred to more or less supports that action. It's in different words, but it more or less supports that action. Over.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other comment from, or is it a 1PGC, is it our 2KA? Your thoughts, Vaughan?
Okay, Roy, I've got a very brief comment, and that I need to read that email of the 29th of September from the 1UD. Perhaps we leave 20 as ongoing, and 31 as Fred so wishes to be ongoing. I think, in fact, as you've already said, if people click on the link on the NZRT website, it will take them to the Wellington VHF group material. So, that one can probably be complete. I don't mind.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think we'll mark 21 as ongoing at this stage, and then after we've read Tony's email again, we can decide on that at the next meeting. Is everyone happy with that? That both of those 2021 be left as ongoing? Is our 2KH listening for comment?
ZL Journey.
Go ahead, Dropsy.
Yep, I agree with Vaughan on that. We should leave it as it is until we find out ownership of this study guide.
Thank you very much, Dropsy. Okay, so we'll now move on to action point 22. ZL1TGC,
ZL2KH.
Break. Go ahead, Breaker.
Sorry, Roy. Just want to go back a little bit. Fred, a question. This is Tony, ZL1UD. Is that the email that says I have no problem in the bottom line, ZL2AMJ, ZL1UD?
Yeah, correct, Tony, that's correct. I wasn't looking at that specifically, I was looking at the big block of text above it, which I thought summed it up, over.
Roger, that's the stuff from the minute. Okay, I will forward that to council right now, over.
ZL1UD, ZL2KH. Thank you, Tony. Okay, action point 22, ZL1TGC, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH to council from ZL1TGC, thank you.
I've got a draft of this document that's been done for some weeks. I'm holding off releasing it. As I understand, we some breakthrough with the ministry on the matter of unattended and remote transmitters may be imminent. Discussion a few weeks ago with the ALO indicated that the ministry's stand or attitude on this was softening, changing, and that we were likely to have some resolution. It has an impact on the DigiPeter paper, so I'll try and pursue that with the ALO and get an update. If that still remains a sticking point, I think the paper should probably go as it stands. But I've just been holding off releasing it until that area was sorted. So people running DigiPeters and related data for APRS, etc., can be reassured on the matter.
Okay, thank you very much, Vaughan. Sounds most reasonable. Does any councillor have any comments that are 2KH listening? Okay, I think it's no need to hurry this one, so mark 22 is ongoing, please, Topsy. Action point from the September council meeting, action point 01. ZL1TGC, ZL2KH.
Thanks, Roy. Yes, I have indeed contacted Simon. We've had a good discussion over the phone on his paper, and he and I are just working through some of the concerns that I understand, because I've had a piece during the period when council considered this. I've got a bit of a backlog of emails just to catch up on and specifically pick up on the points.
think there's too much hurry with this one. Got any questions for Horn on this matter? ZL2KH listening. Okay, we'll mark that one as ongoing. Okay, we now come to the confirmation of the new members. Will someone move that these be confirmed? ZL2KH listening.
ZL4QS will move.
I heard ZL1PK, was that ZL4QS as well? Over.
Roger, roger.
Okay, move ZL1PK, seconded ZL4QS. Is there any discussion? ZL2KH listening.
ZL1PGC.
Go ahead, Vaughan.
Return in line 1 should correctly be attached to branch 66, not 29. She passed the exam at branch 29, which is why that's been shown. I need to email Debbie and just advise her of that, over.
Thank you, Vaughan. It doesn't make any difference to whether we confirm that person as a member or not. So, any further discussion on that motion that's been moved and seconded? ZL2KH listening. Okay, anyone wishing to vote against that, please speak now. ZL2KH listening. Okay, I declare the new members confirmed. Item 5-7. Will someone move? I'll open this for discussion before we get a motion. Is there any discussion on item 5-7? ZL2KH listening. Okay, will someone please move that the payments be ratified and the budget received? ZL2KH listening. ZL1PGC seconded ZL2LS. Is there any discussion? All those wishing to vote against that, please speak now. I declare 5-7 carried. I think we'll take 5-8, A, B, C, and D all in one go. Is there any discussion on any of those reports that are 2KH listening? No discussion. Will someone move that the full reports in item 5-8 be accepted? Please, someone second it.
ZL3TNT.
ZL1UD.
Moved ZL3TNT, seconded ZL1UD. Is there anyone wishing to vote against that? ZL2KH listening. I declare those reports received. Okay. Item 5-9A. Is there any discussion on this?
Break.
Sorry, Roy, we'll just go back to 5-8C for a moment, the break-in report. I did see some. Going through some emails, I think council did approve the proposal for a readership survey. Is that correct, David?
There was a majority on email, but it would probably be a good idea, seeing it involved for the commander, to get a motion on that one, Vaughan. Slipped my mind. So I think that would be the way to go. So do we have a motion that readership survey and the lucky draw prize be approved? Then I'll just say listening.
Yeah, is that a 1PGC, which I moved?
Yeah, is that a 1UDL second as well?
Thank you, ZL1TGC and ZL1UD. Is there any discussion on that? Okay, anyone wishing to vote against that motion, speak now. That motion is carried and the full report received. Thank you. So now we come on to... I'm not going to ask for a vote on 5-9 at this stage, so we'll have any discussion on 5-9A. Over. I heard none, so any discussion on 5-9B? Over. Okay, will someone please move that those referred to in 5-9A and B be approved as ZL2K8 listing?
ZL1UD.
Thank you, Tony. Either second it? ZL1TK. So moved by the Hamilton boys, moved and seconded by 1UD and 1TK. Is there any discussion? This will be at this stage. Over. So anyone wishing to vote against that motion, please speak now. Thank you. Those who are concerned, I will notify the business manager to notify accordingly. Item 5-10. A little bit of background on this one. When I had a chat with Jim Atkinson and Michael Owen at the IAAU conference in Christchurch, we agreed to pay half the costs as an ongoing thing, so this permission to pay this is more or less a pro forma thing, verifying the gentleman's agreement that was made. Would someone move that we take this course of action of 5-10? Over. Yes, I got ZL1TGC moving with it. You in the second of it, over.
Roger, Ray.
Oh, thank you very much. It was just that there was a double and I knew it was a lady or someone with tight braces. Okay, any discussion on this matter? ZL2KH listening. Nothing heard, so anyone wishing to vote against that motion, could you speak now, please? Okay, now, item 5-11. I have had a phone call from the National Director of AREC asking if this item be deferred until I hear further from him. He has apparently sought information from the branch and hasn't received any as yet, and he doesn't want the matter discussed or decided until he gets that information. Is there any discussion on this? ZL2KH listening. And no discussion heard, so Topsy, can you mark 5-11 that it will be deferred until we get the okay from the National Director AREC as to the red writing put in there by me on the updated agenda? ZL2LS, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH, ZL2LS, yes, I'll do that for you.
Thank you, you are truly wonderful. Item 5-12, ZL1UD.
ZL2KH and Council ZL1UD. I put out a discussion on this over the email a couple of days ago. Basically, the proposed policy is status quo. In other words, there's nothing in there that's not happening at the moment. I personally believe that we need to get something out there so that prospective councillors know where they stand with regards to this for the next council term. So just what I've written is actually status quo, and I'd like to move the acceptance of it over.
Thank you, Tony. Do we have a seconder for this?
Yes, TNT.
Thank you, Anne. So it's been moved by Tony, ZL1UD, seconded by Anne, ZL3TNT. Is there any ongoing discussion. ZL2KH listening.
ZL2AMJ.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
I tried looking to find where the original document was this afternoon so I could print a copy off ready for now, but couldn't locate it in the time I had available. My difficulty with Tony's draft was that it was the wrong way around. It's always been my belief in all the jobs I've ever had anywhere that you pay your expenses and then you claim afterwards. To have it all paid by the organisation and make donations or reimbursements going the other way, to me, sounds to be fundamentally wrong. And if Tony was to turn the thing inside out like that, I'd be quite happy. And also, I don't, he mentions a trivial thing on the way through, which I believe shouldn't be mentioned. He says he wants it mentioned. It's the usual thing found in one of the bedrooms, so that.
Thank you, Fred. There is a possibility that some councillors could be strapped for cash and not able to afford their payment up front and then get reimbursed. That is a possibility. Is there any other discussion on this motion? Is that our 2KH listening?
ZL3TNT.
Go ahead, Anne.
Yeah, with respect to prospective councillors or councillors paying up front, there are a lot of people out there who just don't have the finances, and if we say they have to pay up front before they go, then they're not going to put their hands up to the council, and then council's going to be run by the rich, and I think a lot of us won't appreciate that at all.
Well, parliamentary democracy didn't really work till expenses were paid. So it was only the squire of the manor who could represent what places. Is there any other discussion? ZL2KH listening.
Hello, Tony.
Go ahead, Topsy.
Yes, I agree with Anne here. There are a few people out there that cannot afford to pay up front, as Anne was saying. But with Tony's motion here, it's working well now. How it has been going for the last how many dozen years? So why bother to change it around so you have to pay up front? If it's working now, well now, we just leave it as status quo. But just identify the things that you are allowed to use and not allowed to use.
Yeah, thank you, Dorothy. And we did have an incident some years ago where the minibar and the top floors were expected to be paid, and I think that's why Tony put that in there. It was during a period when Fred was not on council. Okay, is there any further discussion? Is that our PKH listening? Okay, you've all heard the motion. You've had the chance to discuss it. I'll put the motion. All those wishing to vote against it, please speak now. I declare that motion carried. There's nothing on 5-13, there's nothing on 5-16. Is there anyone wishing to have leave of absence? 5-17, ZL2KH listening.
ZL1TBC.
Go ahead, Vaughan.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Just advance notice, I don't know for sure, unfortunately. I don't really know what I'm doing from day to day until the phone rings in the morning, being self-employed, but I have had a suggestion that I may be away early November. So I'll confirm that once I know definitely, but just to flag it for the moment, there is a possibility I'll be out of the country again for the around the time of the council November meeting.
Yeah, thank you, Vaughan. Well, no one can foretell what is going to happen in the future, and unless you're making plans for a holiday or something like that where you can make bookings, but just advice is all we need at this stage, and thanks for the warning. The heads up, as they say nowadays. Anyone else on 5-17? Okay, we now come to 5-19. The decision on this was made in July,
but Ian wants to bring it up again, so over to you, Ian. ZL3PNT, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH, ZL3PNT. I am extremely concerned that we seem to have ground to a halt on this topic. Nothing's been going up on InfoLine or anywhere else as to the future of the members' reflector, and it's something members want. I have had queries from people in Midlands, so I think we should pull finger and get it running. Get it up and running, get going. Back to you, Roy.
Yeah, thank you, Anne. I think you'll find nothing's been happening because in the July minutes it was decided that we'd not have a members' reflector. Is there any other comment on this one? ZL2KH listening.
ZL1UD.
Go ahead, Tony.
The moderator has been advertising the last two issues of Breakout, and I don't know when my head's going to get in there for the next issue, and my apologies for that, that's my fault. But we have been advertising for a moderator, and over.
Yeah, thank you. We have had one different application, and one that was had emailed me to find out what was involved and was showing interest, but not a definite application. It's open to council. If we get a motion, we can decide to do it or decide not to do it. Bearing in mind that members' reflectors can cause problems, we did have them in the past. ZL2KH listening.
ZL1TK,
ZL2KH.
I suggest that either we forget it and ignore it and let it disappear,
or will he be referred again to Bay 74 to direct his inquiries there?
Over. Yeah, thank you, Fred. Any further discussion on this? Go ahead, John.
Yes, we have a correspondence from the member, and I think we have to deal with it.
I agree with that, you know, Shirley.
Yeah, thank you, Topsy. So both 4QS and 2LS think we should acknowledge it and do something. Any further discussion?
Go ahead, Ron. Roger, I think action paper tonight on CouncilNet and subsequent matters relating to the examination system will resolve his concerns, over.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Would Council be happy if I discuss this with Stuart? ZL2KH listening.
Then I'll talk you in.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Roger, right. I think you need to discuss it with Stuart, but I also think, as Vaughan has said, some parts have been discussed tonight, and I think an acknowledgement from Council to Stuart. Stuart's good enough to write, and I think it's good enough for us to reply.
Yeah, thank you, John. I will write him an official letter as President, and I'll also talk to him on the telephone. Is everyone happy with that? Is that our 2KH listening? Okay, action point against ZL2KH. Is there any further general business? ZL2KH listening?
ZL1UD.
Go ahead, Tony.
That email that Oliver and then has been sent over.
Thank you very much. That's excellent. Any further general business? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2LS.
We'll take ladies first. ZL2LS, ZL2KH.
Just out of curiosity, can somebody tell me whereabouts on the web page is the World Exchange connection for, and reference for paying the power account for us?
ZL2LS, ZL2KH, I don't know that it appears on the web page. Their link has not appeared there as yet that I've seen. But I do know that Eddie has sent them an invoice each time there's been a Cordia payment, and they have paid it. ZL2LS, ZL2KH.
Okay, yeah, no, I was just wondering, you know, because that was part of the deal, that their link would be on their web page, and I don't think they'll find it.
Vaughan was handling the matter. Vaughan, have you any update on that?
ZL1TGC, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH
and Council, ZL1TGC. Sorry. Yeah, I dropped the ball a bit on this one.
I must follow up with them again. I'm going to come up with some wording.
A little plug, if you will, for their services accompanied by the link. We agreed to that. Some nice words and the link to go on our webpage. And I haven't heard back from them in over 6 weeks on that, so
thanks for the reminder, Toppy.
And I'll take that one along and get it in place. As Roy said, they are honouring their side of the deal, so we must make sure we fulfil ours as well. Thank you.
Thanks,
Vaughan.
Are you happy with that, Toppy?
Yeah, no, that's good. It just didn't see it on there, and I think it's like Paul said, it's only fair that they come to their part of the deal, so maybe we should.
Yep, okay. You did right. ZL1UD, did you have something, Tony? Over.
No, negative. I just put out a reminder that I've actually done that email, over.
Thank you. Well, someone doubled with Topsy, and I can't remember who it was. Short-term memory is a hell of a thing when it goes. ZL2KH listening for that other person.
Go ahead, Ron. Yes, thanks, Roy. You put out an email financial issues in IAU Region 3 for our information.
whatever that was, will we just sit down and make a decision at the next meet, huh?
Yes, if you're looking at the next meeting will be time enough, and it'll give everyone time to think about it before then. The matter isn't all that simple when you start getting into different rates with different numbers of members and all sorts of things. Is it our 1TGC, is it our 2KH?
Yeah, okay, thank you, Troy. That's fine. We'll give it some more consideration and we'll look at it on our next on air next. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks.
And
I might be able to get input from Peter Lake and our IAAU liaison officer. Because it is actually aimed at the directors, but inputs are requested from the societies. Is there any further general business that our 2KH listening?
That I'll fob you in.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Roger, I just with reference to your previous comments, Gordon's comments. I've only just seen the relevant email tonight, and if the council could give us some feedback, and also I hope council noted that the previous running to regulatory meet before the stadium.
Would you please, you tailed off towards the end, John. Would you please repeat the last bit of your over? Over.
Yeah, I just commented in that I hope councillors noticed that the reply to the regulatory secretariat was done before the 30th of September.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yes, we do have time at the next meeting. Is there any further discussion or any further general business that our 2KH listening? There being none, I think you all, ladies and gentlemen, for your attendance and your participation, and declare the meeting closed at 21:03, and have a happy week. And I'll 2KH closing the council next. Good night, all.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy. Good night, all.
Thank you, Roy. Good night, everyone. Good night when you did say.
Thanks, Roy. Good night, all. Good night, all. Good night, all. Good night,